Peter, just been watching you run around at Walker Technology College with the kids, except this time with a rugby ball in your hands, not a football at your feet. Can you explain what we've been watching you do here?
Obviously, with this rugby league club, they've come up with a brilliant idea. They're normally black and white hoops in terms of their strip. And Brian, obviously the top man at Widnes, he actually rang me and said, would I be interested in helping them promote the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation? They're actually putting Sir Bobby Robson Foundation on the front of the shirts, and basically everyone they sell, every penny is going to Newcastle United, the profits, you know. So in that sense, it was a no-brainer for me. You know, anything Sir Bobby was involved with, you know, the people just hold him in such high regard that you couldn't not be involved. But to be fair to Widnes, they've done all the work. As usual, I get all the glory, but I have to say I've done nothing. I really have done nothing. I've turned up for a photo shoot. But it's been a pleasure for me, because when I look at the staff that obviously they have behind the scenes, obviously from the media side to the obviously coaches, brilliant. With the kids, you know, obviously I'm a coach myself of sorts at the moment, so when I watch them coach, the mentality with the kids, how positive they are with the kids, it's a pleasure to watch them work.
And I know you're a massive sports fan. Are you a rugby league fan as well?
I am. I love it. I have to say, I absolutely love it. The Magic Weekend, you know, I genuinely, obviously easy to say now, but I genuinely hope that we'll get to St James's one day, because obviously it goes on tour, if you like, and for it to be at St James's for us as a club is massive.
Yeah.
As a city is massive. You know, I know what obviously the city means to people, but I think the people that come will have an unbelievable weekend, and obviously even the ones that don't understand rugby league, by the end of it, they'll have had a brilliant weekend.
And that's coming at the end of May, isn't it?
Yeah,
so a few rugby league teams come up.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All 12 come up, 3 games each day. And it's brilliant, you know. Widnes are going to play Salford on that day. You know, it is an amazing thing. But the gesture that they have made is incredible.
And they're going to wear that shirt, Widnes Vikings,
aren't they? They're going to wear it for the game, which is fantastic. You know, and obviously I've seen it now firsthand. Brian sent me a small photo of it on my iPhone, and but seeing the picture of the shirt now, seeing the actual shirt, looks incredible, I have to say. It looks a brilliant, brilliant shirt.
I mean, some of the work that the Bobby Robson Foundation does is amazing. Obviously, all of the work they do is amazing, but it's incredible how his legacy seems to sort of spread out all the time.
He would be so proud, and also wouldn't believe it, because he was so humble, so genuine, and never realised how special he was. You know, there was times when he would go and do things. When we were away with England, you know, we obviously trained every day, but probably we were away in our day, 3 nights a week, if you like. You know, they're away for 10 days at a time now, but in our time, you were probably away for 3 nights a week. But on the 2 nights not involved in the game, if you like, he would be out, you know, driving back home to Ipswich to do a do for somebody, or driving up to Birmingham to do a do. He was never at the hotel, but not in a negative way.
Yeah.
He was out doing everything, you know. And there was lots of times that myself, Chris Waddle, Gazza in particular, because obviously I know them more than any others, where he would take us into his office at the hotel and ask us our opinion about what he was going to say to people. You know, would they agree with this? Would they believe this? Would they? And it was almost, not embarrassing, but it was like an honour that he asked us.
Yeah.
But he didn't believe in how good he was, and he didn't believe in himself, unbelievably. It sounds stupid, that, but he really didn't believe in himself and didn't realise he was as special as he was, you know. And when I look at, obviously, Lady Robson now, she must be, like, so proud of what he was and what he now is. You know, it's incredible. When you look at around the world, you know, you look at, I watched a programme, well, you probably saw Mourinho on Goals on Sunday on talking about him, you know what I mean, calling him Mr. Robson. That is respect, you know, and he has that all over the world, you know, and it is incredible. When you look at different teams that he's obviously managed and worked for, PSV have obviously got him in high regard, you know, it's incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of it, you know what I mean. Obviously his birthday wasn't that long ago. Just an amazing, amazing man.
He had that kind of expansive personality that sort of rubbed off on people, didn't he, which must be one of the reasons why he kind of touched people in life, but also in death as well with the foundation.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously you were probably there, George, Durham Cathedral, you know, the service for him, you know, when I watched and listened to Sir Alex talking without a script.
Yeah.
And what he said, that was one of the best memories of my life. And I genuinely mean that.
Proper hair standing up on the back of the
spine. That was incredible. I have to say, and it sounds tough to say, you're proud to be at something so sort of sad in a way. It was an incredible, incredible day, that, I have to say. And to be a part of that was, as tough as it sounds, was really, really special.
I mean, is there anything from his career that has touched your kind of coaching career?
Well, I look at him for me, you know. I mean, I remember Paul Tully walking across. Obviously, he was at the Germany game that we played, obviously, the Legends game. And then, obviously, later in that week, the Thursday, we're training, and I remember Paul Tully walking across the training pitches, and as daft as it sounds, I just knew that that's where he was coming to tell me, because he never ever came on the training pitch, and obviously we knew Sir Bobby wasn't well, and I just knew that's what it was going to be, you know. And as sad as it was almost like a compliment to me that Paul felt the need to come and tell me, you know, which was incredible. And I just look at the way he was with me, you know, obviously giving me my debut in Egypt in January 86. What I owe him is like immeasurable. It's impossible to judge what I owe him, but what he did for everybody in football, anybody that's ever worked under him, he had a kind word for, you know. And we miss him every day, I have to say. At the training ground, we walk into a certain part of the training ground and you can remember little funny things, little things where he was giving people, not lectures, but telling them what they should be doing or what they should be doing. I remember, obviously, in my day, obviously I was at the academy, but Nobby Solano was there and he'd be playing his, you know, obviously playing his trumpet and all that, and like Bobby didn't know where the noise was coming from. Where's that music coming from? And, little things like that are so nice and so funny, and he just loved life, loved football, and he got everybody. And when you look at his enthusiasm, you can't give people enthusiasm, but he had unbelievable enthusiasm for everything. And would help anybody, you know, whether it be a kid on the street, whether it be a parent needing help, anybody that needed advice, he was there. And you can't, that can't be false. That was so, so genuine that even now, every day I genuinely think of something to do with him. When I do talks for the club or whatever, he's always in your thoughts.
Perfect, thank you.
No problem.